Investor occupants made up almost 10% of homeowners in British Columbia in 2020, Statistics Canada said Tuesday. A new report from the data agency shows BC's share of investor occupants, who own a single property with multiple units, including their primary residence, sat at 9.6% that year, much higher than in other provinces. Investor occupants made up 2.5% of New Brunswick's homeowners, 1.8% in Nova Scotia, 0.8% in Ontario and 0.7% in Manitoba, while other provinces weren't part of the study. Statistics Canada attributed the high numbers of investor occupants in BC to incremental forms of density, such as single detached houses with secondary suites or laneway units, duplexes, or triplexes. About 12.5% of Vancouver owners and 12.2% of Victoria owners were investor occupants in 2020. The average income for investor occupants in Vancouver was $65,000, equal to the income for non-investors, while in-province investors had an average income of $100,000. The report also looked at in-province investors, who own two or more residential properties in a province they live in or owns a property with multiple residential units and does not occupy that property but still lives within the province. The share of in-province investors was highest in Ontario, where they made up 13.6% of homeowners. Nova Scotia and British Columbia trailed at 13.4% each, followed by Manitoba at 12.6% and New Brunswick at 10%. The share of in-province investors owning three or more properties ranged from 1.6% of all owners in New Brunswick to 2.9% in Ontario. Out-of-province investors made up 3.8% of Nova Scotia's homeowners, 2.7% in BC, 3% in New Brunswick, 1.4% in Manitoba and 0.5% in Ontario. The share of non-resident investors was highest in Nova Scotia, where such people made up 5.6% of homeowners, but New Brunswick trailed closely at 5.5%. Non-resident investors were 4% of BC homeowners, 3% of Ontario homeowners and 2.3% of Manitoba homeowners. The study also concluded that established immigrants, defined as people who landed before 2010, made up a higher share of investors than their share of the provincial populations. Residents aged 55 and older also represented a higher proportion of investors than their share of the provincial populations. Women made up about half of all resident investors in the five provinces studied but were underrepresented among in-province investors with three or more properties, relative to their share of the provincial populations. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 23, 2023. Tara Deschamps, The Canadian Press.